I was in a crowd of 3 million people in the year 2000 for the World Youth Days, and that's an incredible number of people. But I was in a lot scarier crowd a few days before that, because we were supposed to, the foreign pilgrims, youth pilgrims, were supposed to meet the Holy Father in St. Peter's Square, and they even extended the square all the way down to the river. 340,000 people crammed into that space. And what we didn't know is, we thought we were just going to walk in. Any of you ever been to Rome? You walk in through those great big pillars, the colonnades. We thought we were going to walk in. We went early. My mother was with us and a couple other people who were of an uncertain age. And that was not going to be a problem. We were going to walk in, and everything stopped. And because of the terrorism and because of the worries, they made everybody try to go through the metal detectors. 300 and some thousand teenagers trying to go through metal detectors. And you know what we had to do? We got crushed up more and more and more. And people were having to take off their backpacks and all this and throw away their water bottles and everything else just to get through the narrow door. Every time I hear this gospel and read this gospel, I think of that. That was scary. Honestly, it was scary. You know, many of you know my mother. I remember we had to pass my mother and Madeline Pearson out over the heads of the crowd. That was scary, I'll tell you. It really was. How scary it will be to be outside and the Lord saying, I do not know you. What are you going to have to get rid of to get into the narrow door yourself?